standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
I believe it will be Fayetteville's ball to start this second half as the two teams switch sides. The Purple Dogs will be moving right to left and for these last two quarters. Mount Home starts the half with a 25-19 lead. Inbound pass goes to Xavier Brown, and we're back underway. He will throw it over on the right side to Hudson. Now ball goes up top, going into the lane and getting the layup. Was Jaden Haney, who I don't think I've seen tonight, but he's starting the second half, and he gets his first 2 points of the night. 25-21, still a two-possession lead for Mountain Home as we're 25 seconds into the second half. McLean will throw it over on the right side to Gilbert. Gilbert picks up his dribble, trying to figure out where to go with it. Throws up top to Tate. Tate loses the ball. Gilbert tries to dive for it. He couldn't save it. It looks like his feet when he dove for it were on the sideline, and that'll be Mountain Home's fifth turnover of the night. 7:22 left to play in the third quarter. It is a four-point advantage for the Bombers. Brown into the front court, gives it to Haney on the right side. Haney's going to drill into the lane. He's going to go in for the layup. Good. All of a sudden, four quick points for Jaden Haney. I don't know if he was in trouble or something in the first half. I don't remember seeing him. But he's come out all of a sudden for four quick points. Here's Tate with it in the front court. Gives it to McLean on the right wing. He picks up his drill. Finds Dewey at the elbow. Dewey puts up the jumper. Will not go. And Carson tries to save it in. And he will throw it over to the baseline. So Fayetteville will get it back with a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession. It is a 25-23 advantage for the Bombers right now with 6:45 left in the third. Here's Haney into the front court. He's going to pull up for the three on the left wing. He couldn't get it to go. And the rebound comes to Blaine Tate. He's back the other way with it. Tate throws it over on the right side to Carson, down to Dewey in the corner. He dribbles out to the wing, gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert picks up his dribble, gives it to Carson. Carson drills toward the left side, gives it there to Tate. 15 left on the shot clock. Tate with it, gives it to Carson in the left corner, down to Dewey on the low block, down to five. Dewey's shot is blocked, and Haney chases down the ball. He's giving it to wow! To Schwartzman, who throws it off the backboard, and DJ Hudson is going to get the slam off the pass off the backboard, and we are tied back up, and Mount Home is going to take their very first timeout of the night. DJ Hudson with 6 points. We will break with 5:53. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home and Fayetteville knotted up at 25. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Well, if you're Fayetteville, that may be just what the doctor ordered right there to get the team up and their home crowd into it as well. Jaden Haney gets the ball, he heads the other way, throws it to Eli Schwartzman, who throws it off the backboard for a DJ Hudson, to throw down, to grab it and throw down the two-handed jam. And that get, that knots us all up at 25. Fable starting this half on a 6-0 run. Less than 6 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Here's Tate into the front court for the Bombers. He's going to dribble to, towards the paint. Gives it to Carson on the low block to McLean in the left corner. History is up and in, and Mount Holmes back on top. Ryder McLean with 5 points on the night. 28-25, Bombers leading with 5.5 minutes left in the third. Here's Schwartzman with it. Throws it to Hudson just outside the paint. Back to Schwartzman on the wing. Schwartzman dribbles into the lane. Gives it to Brown. Brown's going to throw it to Schwartzman. He's going to try for the three in the right corner. He gets it, and we're tied back up. Eli Schwartzman with 8 on the night. 5 ties, 5 lead changes so far this evening. Knotted up at 28 with 5:07 left in the third. Tate with up top. Dribbling toward the left side. Finds a cutting. McLean gives it to Carson just near the baseline. Finds Dewey underneath the basket for the layup. Good. Braden Dewey with 13 on the night. Mount Holmes back on top. 30-28. 4:50 left in the third. Here is Schwartzman with it. Tries to throw it to Haney. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Carson. Back comes Mountain Home. And Dewey's going to go into the lane. He's going to put up the jumper over Hudson. Couldn't get it to go. And the rebound is controlled by the Purple Dogs. Schwartzman will give it up top to Haney. Haney's going to dribble to the low block. He's going to go in for the layup. Good. Jaden Haney with 6 points all here in the third quarter because we never saw him in the first half. And now Mountain Home is going to turn it over once again. And Fayetteville is going to have a chance to get their first lead in a while. At 6 turnovers against the Bombers, 5 so far for Fayetteville. And both teams bringing them subs. Let's see. I believe Mark Rockwell is one of the ones that just came in for the Purple Dogs. So did Kenyon Johnson. Here is Brown with it, giving it to Haney. Haney's going to dribble into lane. He's going in for it looked like he was about to go in for another layup. Instead, he throws it out to Rockwell because he knew he didn't have numbers. Rockwell picks up his dribble near the elbow, throws it out to Haney. Haney's going to dribble down into the lane, kicks it out to Johnson in the right corner. He's going to put up the three, rolls around, and finally falls in, and Fayetteville's back on top. Kenyon Johnson with 5 on the night. At 6 lead changes this evening, and back comes Mountain Home, and Tate's going to be fouled as he runs into the front court. Kenny Johnson just a little too aggressive. That's his first personal foul, team foul number 1 here in the third quarter against the Purple Dogs. 3:39, let's play in the third quarter. Fayetteville up 33-30. Tate within the inbounding it on the near sideline, gets into Dewey up near the top, gives it back to Tate. Tate's going to dribble into the lane. Now kicks out to Dewey. He's going to put up the three to tie it up. No good. And Haney gets the rebound for Fayetteville. Back quickly comes Haney. Now he's going to set up the offense. Now he's going to drill to the low block. He's going to put up the jumper over Gilbert. No good. A little strong. And Dewey gets the rebound. Good job by Red Gilbert to just stay right there on Haney without fouling. 3:10 left to play in the third quarter. It is a 3-point Fayetteville advantage. Gilbert with up top. He dribbles to the left side now. Tries to throw it to Dewey. Goes off the. Oh, there goes. Whoa!
The ball.
Now the official pointed to Fayetteville, but officials are going to talk about it. I think they're going to try to get this call correct. Okay, so I think it's going to be Mount Holmes' ball. Okay, so they did. So good job by officials talking about it. Here is McLean with it. Mount Holmes has 18 seconds left on the shot clock. Tate takes an inbound pass, gives it to McLean. Up top to Carson, over on the left side to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill toward the corner, loses the handle of the ball, and Mount Holmes going to turn it over anyway as Fable comes up with the steal. Here's Rockwell with it, gives it to Johnson, back to Rockwell on the left wing. Now he's going to throw it up top to Haney. 2:38, let's play in the third. And he's still with up top. Now he's going to drill to the low block. He's going in for another layup. That one will not go, and McLean gets the rebound for the Bombers. 14th rebound for Mountain Home. McLean throw it to Carson. He's going to put up the jumper just outside the lane. Couldn't get it to go. He gets his own rebound, puts it back up, and it finally rolls around and falls in. Braxton Carson with his first 2 points. Down to a 1-point game. 33-32, Fayetteville leading it with 2:11 left in the third. Here is Johnson with it. He's going to go into the lane, just go by his defender for the layup. Good. Kenyon Johnson with 7 on the night. And I think Mount Tom's going to call another timeout. They will. We will break with 1:57 left to play in the third. It is Fayetteville leading Mount Tom 35-32. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Well, Mount Tom just used their last 30-second timeout of the night. They have all three of their full timeouts remaining. Fayetteville with all five of their timeouts left. It's like, I believe Jackson Jorgensen just checked back in during the timeout for the Bulldogs. Right now they lead Mount Tom 35-32, and Mount Tom's going to have to hurry up. The official threw the ball on the court and started counting. And they do get it in and beat the five-second count. Here's McLean into the front court. Dribbles on the left wing. Now he goes up to the top. Gives it to Dewey on the left side. Dewey's going to drill to the corner. Gives it to McLean. He's going to put up the three for the tie. It will not go. And the rebound's knocked around. Controlled by Dewey. And Mount Tom will step back up with it. Ball goes to Gilbert. He's going to try for the three on the right. Whoa, in and out. And the rebound this time comes to the Bulldogs. Here is Schwartzman throwing it in the right corner to Johnson. His three-pointer. Takes a high bounce, will not go, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home. Still a three-point lead for Fayetteville, 35-32, our score with 1:11 left in the third. Inskeep will give it to Dewey. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good! Braden Dewey with 16 points on the night. We've got our seventh tie of the night. Six lead changes so far as well. Ball goes to Hudson. Over to Johnson. He's going to try to answer with a three of his own. That will not go, and Dewey gets the rebound. Mounts on with a chance to get the lead back. 47 seconds left to play in the third. Inskeep with it. Dribbles to the top. Now goes over to the right side. Gives there to Gilbert. Gilbert will dribble up to the top. Goes over to the right. Now has his pocket pick by Johnson, by Hudson. He's back the other way going up for the two-handed jam. DJ Hudson with 8 points on the night. And Fayetteville's back on top, 37-35. Now Gilbert's going to try to answer with a layup. His basket, oh, and they're going to wave it off, aren't they? They are. Wow, that hurts. So back-to-back turnovers from Mount Tom as Red Gilbert picks up his first personal foul on the charge, his the first team foul against Mount Tom here in the third quarter. Red Gilbert and Coben Inskeep check out of the game as Blaine Tate and McGee Harris come back in. 15.9 seconds left. Shot clock is off, so Fayetteville can hold for the last shot of the quarter and try to make it a two-possession lead. Right now they're up by 2 points. Brown takes the inbound pass, walks into the front court. 10 left in the period. Ball goes to Haney, who just checked in a moment ago. Haney dribbles up to the top. And he's going to drill it towards the low block. He's going to go up for the running jumper off the glass and in. Man, that's a tough shot. And it's a 4-point lead for Fayetteville. Haney with 8 on the night. And we've come to the end of the third quarter. With 8 minutes to play in this one, it is Fayetteville leading Mountain Home 39-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products,